Good evening, and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Katrina Cartwright, Education and Outreach Manager at the NAGB, standing in for your regular host, Amanda Colson, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can take us with you when you're on the move or traveling in foreign lands by live streaming us at www.guardiantalkradio.com or by downloading the Guardian Radio app from the App Store or Play Store. So tonight in the studio with me are, you know, we always have education people when I am here. I always love it. So tonight I have Zaria Munro, who is our new community outreach officer at the NAGB. Zarius, you've been with us for just about a little less than a month now, right?
Less than a month, yep.
It must feel a little longer than that. And thank you for being on the show with us, Zaria.
Thank you for having me.
And we also have Tamia Roberts, who is one of our camp counselors at our summer camp, which has been going on for about a week, three and a half weeks now. We're coming to the end of the summer camp right now. So hi, Tamia.
Hi.
And we also have Errol, and I can't remember your last name, Errol, but
Munro.
Help me. Munro, there you go. I should remember it because I was saying Munro all along, completely forgot. So Errol is our new camp counselor. This is his first time with us, and we are so happy to have you in the studio with us tonight. Hi, Errol.
Hi, guys.
So today we are talking about summer camp. Of course we're talking about summer camp. That's all we've been talking about is summer camp because it is so big, it is so awesome, and why not talk about something awesome, right? So all of us have been in the thick of it since the 1st of July. We've had 87 children between the ages of, well, actually more four, because we've had some four and a half year old,
yeah.
And the ages of 4.5 to 17 join us at the NAGB with about 20 camp counselors and four instructors, and then three of us who are on the education team madly running around trying to make sure that everything stays on track. So it's been wild, it's been wonderful, and it's been a lot of fun. And you know, you always hear me talk about summer camp. I'm always all about summer camp is wonderful. You need to send your kids because art education is important. But it's really great to have some new voices in the studio with me who can also speak to that. So Zaria, this is your first time.
Yes.
Very first time at the NAGB's Mixed Media Art Summer Camp. It's a huge mouthful, so we just say MMASC. What has been your experience? I mean, you've really dived into the deep end and dealt with it got immersed in it for the very, very first time.
I think for me, summer camp, the Mixed Media Art Summer Camp, it feels like color would feel. If color was a feeling,
yeah,
and like all the colors, so all the bright, hectic colors that are like running around, and then all the calm colors, like, oh my god, that was such a cute moment. So like you have the full spectrum of colors and emotions. That is that is the summer camp, and I love it, and it's been such a good experience. So, and it was a great introduction for me, I think, starting here at NAGB.
So, you know, I don't know if I've ever had anybody compare it to color, but I think that would be pretty accurate, as a matter of fact, because you have all of these personalities in one place, right?
Yep.
You know, the little people, you know, when they're about between 4, 5, and 7.
They prefer to be called medium-sized people.
Medium-sized people. You know, in so many ways, they are incredibly impressionable, but everything is still new.
Yeah.
Everything is still new, and they're so excited about everything, and they will try anything new and have the time of their lives, and they spend most of their time being cute because they can't help themselves.
So adorable.
And then you have, as they get older, it becomes more about, okay, well, I already know what I want to do. And you spend a lot of time convincing them that there are other things that you can do, and it's okay to try new things, and change is good. Some of them are totally on board. Most of them are completely resistant. And I'm sure that's been also that's been a part of the journey as well. Tamia, you have been doing this for 4 years with the NAGB right now. And I know, so you've been able to kind of track this camp's progress over the past 4 years and actually be able, and you're able to kind of measure the impact, I think, is we also have a lot of returning campers.
We do have this a year. Lot of returning campers.
So when you think about the mixed media camp, because you contract us every year and say, I'm coming. And we're like, yay, Tamia. So happy to have you. What do you think is one of the most important aspects of the Mixed Media Arts Summer Camp?
I think the campers are the most important aspect of any summer camp. You can't have summer camp without campers. You know, they always come. They bring the energy. They bring all the excitement. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're here to have friends, you know, do stuff like arts and crafts. They really enjoy camp, you know. Kids always tell me, are you coming back next year? Because if you come back, I'll come back. And I always tell them yes so that they can come back to camp.
So, Errol, same question. Because, I mean, you're definitely very new. So, this is, you had like a little bit of prep, but I don't know if you were really prepared for what you got.
Not prepared, but I was pretty active in the getting the kids to do the projects. Like Tamia said, like the most important thing is the campus, but I think an important aspect would probably be the projects, because we get a lot of nice projects done from like different, I guess, islands and stuff like that. So it's a really great visual aspect to look at.
Yeah, well,
just admire.
It is a visual arts summer camp, so you know, we try. We try. So I have a question for all of you, just talking about kind of dissecting the summer camp and looking at some of the most important aspects of things that stand out to you. Why do you think activities, initiatives like this are important, like understanding the structure of our arts, of our summer camp, and what we really aim to do, which is try to be as accessible as possible, and to be, you know, we're working on being more inclusive, probably not as inclusive. We still have more work to do, of course, but because there's always more work to do. But seeing kind of the array of campers there from so many different backgrounds and counselors from so many backgrounds and what they've been able to experience, what do you think has one of the most impactful components of something like the summer camp? And Zeri, I'll start with you.
I think for me, it's the element of surprise, right? And I don't just mean, oh, that's surprising. I didn't expect that to happen. I mean, like, the campers surprise themselves as well, right? So you have some who come to us and they are artistically inclined, and maybe they didn't realize it, or they didn't know they were as good as they thought they were. And so they get to do the projects and they get engaged, and they're like, I like this. This is something for me, and something they take with them. And then you have others who are not so artistically inclined, because it's a camp for everyone. You don't have to be an artist to come. But they come and they're like, I can't do this. And it's, you know, it's the older ones, the teenagers. All oh, the I time. Don't know how to do this. This is hard. And then they surprise themselves, right? And they realize that they do have some skills and some talents that maybe they didn't realize they had. And then they take that with them. And I think that element of surprise, where the campers learn something about themselves that they didn't know before, and they surprise themselves, and they have something that they can take with them, right, through life. Sometimes some of them take it up as a hobby afterwards. Some of them realize it's something that they can do as an outlet, self-expression. And I think that's very, very important, especially because you talked about that we have a wide variety of campers. You have a diverse group of campers and counselors from all different backgrounds. And
Definitely. There
is where they meet people they probably never would have met if they hadn't come to camp. And so they surprise themselves by making friends that they probably wouldn't have had if they didn't come out, right? So I think the element of surprise, where we learn something about ourselves, we surprise ourselves, we learn more about other people around us, that is something I think is really important about the camp.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I think it's probably one of the more exciting things, too, especially by the time you get to the end of the camp and you see all the kids who barely even looked at each other suddenly being like, so let's take
my
pictures
friend.
Together,
yes.
My friend, you know, make sure I have your number.
Yep.
I mean, it's pretty amazing to see. So, Tamia, same question.
I think also the fact that camp is a safe space for everybody is also important. Mm-hmm. You know, the camp is super inclusive. And the kids, they get to interact with people from different backgrounds. And so they see that, oh, we are all the same person, but we're different. But it's our differences that make us who we are.
And it's really a learning experience for many of them, right?
It is, because they get to work with a lot of different people that they may have never worked with before. And so they learn how to deal with those kinds of situations.
Right. So it's not just so... I mean, you're listening to this, it's not just about, you know, coming and making art or even just about making friends. It's also about learning some serious life skills.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right? So, Errol, what about you? What's been your impression?
I think the cultural exposures to the different Caribbean islands is a very important aspect of the camp, because a lot of kids, I'm not sure if a lot of them are introduced to all the Caribbean islands, but I know the summer camp is a great way to introduce the different Caribbean islands, and I think that's pretty important because they get exposed to different cultures and different festivities and all these different things, and mm-hmm. it's a wonderful experience to just
have you that found that that's changed the way they talk about their work?
Yes, because just yesterday we had a huge debate on religion, and I mean, it wasn't really a debate, it was more so just a collaborative input, mm-hmm. and I just was really surprised at how many kids like was moved by the, I think it was Hinduism that we spoke on yesterday.
Yeah. But we were looking at Diwali in Guyana. Yes.
They were really interested in, and they didn't take it as an offense to any religion that they had, but mm-hmm. I just thought it was pretty awesome to look at.
And I'm just keeping in mind that these kids are how old, like 9 and 10?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're having a debate about religion. I mean, in a friendly way, not in a way that says, oh, your disbelief is wrong and mine is right. It's like, oh, this is what this group of people believe. A group of people believe. And, you know, like, let's talk about it, mm-hmm. which is an environment we keep on trying to foster. Like, it's okay to have differing views. You just need to listen to each other, yeah. right? And it's okay to agree to disagree. You don't have to fight.
It's an open and safe space.
I think at summer camp, we have some of like the most out-of-this-world discussions that you hear the campus talk about.
Oh, goodness. Can you give us an example?
What was it? Like the other day, the 5 to 7-year-olds, they were talking about how we were going to watch The Lion King, and they were just like super excited. And it's like they talk a million words per minute, and you were like, I can't understand a word that you're saying. Please slow down. And it's like they have their own little language. It may sound nonsensical to us, but to them, they completely understand each other.
It makes perfect sense, right, to them. And if you were to ask them to explain in words that you could understand, it would probably seem like you say, I don't know if I would say nonsensical, but it helps you to remember that they haven't been told that there are limitations on what they can think or what they can imagine. So everything is open and available for thought and discussion, right? You know, as you get older, you begin to decide what your interests are, and you're told continually what is real and what is fake, and you're told, well, you're not good at that. You should focus on this. And suddenly you begin to have these boundaries and parameters in terms of what you can be interested in and explore that you never had before.
True. Yeah.
And that's something that always hurts my heart just a little bit to see that transition from being just full of wonder and excitement for everything to being closed off and believing that there are things that you truly can't do. And not because you've never tried, but because you've been told, well,
You shouldn't.
This is the only thing you are good at, so this is all you should do. And I do believe that the summer camp, what we try to do is really pry open those doors again, pry them open and say, hey, why not?
Yeah, and I think with the younger kids, that's a little bit easier because they were doing the painting of this, and I think someone asked, like, what color do you want? And she was like, I need all the colors. She just started listing them all. Like, she wanted every color on this thing. And
the
I'm
little
like, okay.
kids, they love the rainbow. They really do. Everything is like rainbow colored.
How dare you ask me to choose?
We want all.
Listen, I agree with her. I want all the colors too.
True.
I mean, why choose? But of course, now you've been told, well, there are colors that go together and there's other colors that don't go together. Mm. And these kids are like, well, why not? And I think that's a great question. Why not? So we are going to wrap up this segment of Blank Canvas. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you come back. We're going to talk a lot more about the summer camp and what's coming next week, because summer camp is almost over, but we have something else that we're adding to it that's super exciting that I'm sure you want to know all about. So make sure you come back after these messages.